aboard for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Thanks to the makers of...
Promo Seltzer.
Tonight, the Vox Pop show travels to the nation's air capital, Wichita, Kansas, to bring you its part in a giant program sparking a drive for funds to build a memorial stadium. A living memorial for its World War II veterans. Also, you'll hear a report from Sergeant Billy Hughes in Philadelphia on how the orders for pie ducks are coming in. But now, here we go to join the gang in Wichita's huge civic auditorium.
Wait a minute. You ruined it. This is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull, and I can see that you Wichitanians are all ready for the kickoff of your big drive, aren't you?
Are you ready? Okay, folks. To you listening, you're going to meet a group of Kansans that we're sure you're going to enjoy. And to you 11 groups of Wichita University alumni who are holding radio parties throughout the country, we're going to try to make you homesick for good old Wichita. It's a grand place.
Yeah, and what a nice summer they're having here, too. And I know all of us are looking forward to hearing Sergeant Billy Hughes' pie duck report from Philadelphia. Little Duck told me that things have been happening to Billy. Which Wichitanian is which, Park?
Which who or what in, Warren? Wichitanian, is that right, Doc? Is it Wichitanian or Wichitorian or what?
Well...
What do they call you?
They call us a lot of things down there, Park.
Yeah, well...
I can't mention all of them.
Wichitorian, huh? Right, well, we'll go from that. Folks placed in tonight's parade of Wichitorians, if that is correct, is a cheerful, bright-eyed young man who spent 46 years with the same outfit around here. Dockham's, one of Wichita's favorite corner drugstores. We want you to meet him now, J. Clyde Sanders. What's that J for, Doc? Why do you put that in there?
Well, when I came to Wichita, that J business, they just tacked that on to me because they knew I was from out here in the country.
They knew you was a tenderfoot and they made you part in the middle, huh?
That's right.
I see. Well, Doc, so you are J. Clyde Sanders, a well-known druggist and golfer. Is that the way I should introduce you?
Well, Parks, I talk a better game of golf than I really play.
Well, let's get off of that because it's two big lies to be here if we get started on that. Confidentially, Doc, I just want a little information. First chance I've had to talk to a druggist in a long time. Just between me and you, are you selling any Broma Seltzer?
Well, Parks, I'll tell you. If all the Broma Seltzer that I have sold in 46 years for the Doc and Drug Company was in one spot, and we added some water, it would make Old Faithful out in Yellowstone...
Ah, boy, you hear that down there in Baltimore? Yeah, I bet you have sold it. Doc, there's no connection, and I don't mean anything at all about this, but you do serve lunches?
Parks, we've served lunches for 46 years.
Not 46 years. I thought that was a modern thing in drugstores.
Say, Dockham's is the first in everything.
Oh, yeah. I see, Doc. Tell me, you like Wichita, you must, or you wouldn't have stayed here 46 years. How many, would you say it's a pretty good airplane manufacturing city?
It's one of the best in the world.
I don't know whether you know it or not, but the Chamber of Commerce tells me that you did build more airplanes here during the war than any other city in the world, and that you're going to do it after the war. Is that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And furthermore, that you got over 200 manufacturing plants here. Do you know that about your city?
Yes, I
that
and
more, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. What do you think about this drive for the stadium, Memorial Stadium? You think it's a good idea?
It's wonderful, Park. It's wonderful.
A living memorial.
That's right.
Something of use.
That's right. Something more than just a stadium. Something that where events of any kind, you know, even shows, even...
Civic propositions,
that's right.
Because University of Wichita is a municipal proposition.
That's right.
Doc, are you taking a vacation this year?
Well, I was thinking some of it, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Where do you think you'll go?
Well, I wouldn't mind going up to Boulder Dam and up through Yellowstone and up through there.
Ah, hush. That's a wonderful country. I'll tell you one thing. I will bet you, though, Doc. I'll bet you that wherever you go, you hang around the corner drugstore. Is that right?
It could be.
Could be, huh?
Yes.
Doc, you set the stage pretty well for the Wichitoans, Indians, whatever it is, who are going to follow you. And to show our appreciation, Roma Seltzer's got for you and our whole type. First of all, it's a gift set of Shirelle products. That's something that Roma Seltzer is sponsoring that you're going to like. It's for Mrs. Sanders. It's packed in a handsome overnight leather case. And for you, the same collection for men. Wonderful Jurel products packed in a handsome leather men's fitted kit. Look at it. Do you like them? Huh?
Oh, yes. The bar, see?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. That's just the beginning. For your home, we've got a brand new, made only by General Motors, a 7-foot cubic foot Frigid Air. Open the door, Buzz. Show him that super freezer, the hydrator, all that Frigid Air stuff. Can you use that, Doc?
Oh, mercy.
Mercy. Thank you a lot, Doc Chandler. Okay, Buzz.
Well, they say everybody talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Tonight, we're going to do the same thing. Here's the weatherman, manager of the local office of the United States Weather Bureau, 43, and very good-natured. With him is his sunny day, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Phillips.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Say, Victor, I'm just wondering if you can predict the weather at home, or do you throw your hat in the door before you enter?
Oh, that's not necessary, Warren, because it's always fair weather and pleasant at home.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? How long have you been in the weather business?
23 years.
Mm-hmm. Have you been a peregrinating peripatetic prognosticator?
Oh, that almost floors me. I've drawn up the keep of grams, looked over the suite of added backs, and constructed some of the Osala bars. But, Warren, I've never been guilty of that.
I'll take it all back. Have you moved around much?
I have. I've been in 6 states and on 9 stations.
Uh-huh. Where's the best weather?
Always in Kansas.
Vic, does the climate here have anything to do with the longevity of the people?
Well, we do have a wonderful climate here, but it's sometimes very dry. You know there's no liquor in Kansas.
You mean it's always very dry?
But the expert weather advice that the people do get tends to make them live longer.
Oh, they always put their rubbers on when you
tell
them so. Mrs. Phillips, do you like his work?
Oh, yes, very much.
Well, why, aside from knowing when to hang out the wash? Huh?
Well, the fact that it's fascinating work for him,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that I also have an indirect contact with the public,
mm-hmm.
by some of the humorous things he tells each evening when he comes home from work.
Oh, you mean when he comes home, you always have a good laugh?
Oh, yes, every day.
Well, that's one. There should be more marriages like that, shouldn't there? Huh?
I think so.
Say, you must enjoy your work, Vic, yourself.
I do. I enjoy that very much, primarily because I know every day that I do many things for some person, one way or the other, that makes them very happy and is very beneficial in their work.
All kinds of people call you?
Oh, you'd be surprised. From the young mother wanting to know how to dress Junior to generalizing her wanting to know what day to invade.
Really? Well, that's quite a spread there. Your job was pretty important during the war, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. So, you know, Warren, about 33% of the aircrafts that the military services used were manufactured right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 pieces of aircraft moved from the factories here, and every one of them called on the Weather Bureau for their flight plans and advice as to how to reach their destination, all of them going overseas, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the famous B-29s that Boeing was producing here, and you would be surprised at the large amount of testing necessary and the technical equipment that they had to devise and to get the bugs out of those things. The boys used to call me every morning wanting to find 55 degrees below centigrade at 35,000 feet. And from here, we directed them to all points over the United States.
And you found it there.
Always.
Vic, what's the cost of the Weather Bureau service?
Mr. Ripley should hear this, but believe it or not, Warren, it's only 3 cents per capita for the entire nation.
My gosh, 3 cents a person a year. I think it ought to be 5.
You can base your platform on the 5-cent stamp.
All right, go to Washington for that. Thank you very much, Vic and Mrs. Vic, and I'll ask you later if I should plant my strawberries this week. Now, Bromo Seltzer has for you, Mrs. Phillips, to help start the day off right, this new KM automatic electric toaster. It keeps the toast warm, too. And for both of you, here's really something. A 1946 Stromberg Carlson console-type Federal model radio phonograph combination. It's in a handsome walnut cabinet and has an automatic record changer. You know the Stromberg Carlson is tough. And while the music is low, here's a real Kansas thriller to read. William Allen White's autobiography, The Life of a Great American. And so that you can spend more time at home and still predict the weather, here's this little cottage. If the boy and girl come out, it's fine. If the witch comes out, look out, Wichita. Thanks very much. Good luck to you, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Fuller. Okay, folks.
Springtime should be a happy time, so make yours sunny side up, says Franklin Ferguson.
Yes, folks, get in tune with the season. When headache threatens to cloud your day, get Bromo Seltzer. Chase headache gloom away. Swift as a breeze, Bromo Seltzer springs into action, brings health three ways. Quickly helps ease headaches. Bromo Seltzer quickly helps settle upset stomach and soothe ragged nerves that may accompany ordinary headaches. Head, stomach, and nerves feel better fast. Bromo Seltzer is easy to take. No dry, bulky tablets to swallow. No tedious waiting for something to dissolve. Bromo Seltzer's dissolved before you drink it. Set for speedy action. Tonight, ask your druggist for Bromo Seltzer, the split-second dissolving effervescent for dependable headache relief. Get set to
fight headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo.
Back in Wichita with a fine gang of Wichitoians, folks that we've really come to like. And here's a veteran. Hold it, wait a minute. We haven't got a veteran yet. I wonder, folks, did you ever stop to think how utterly dependent we are on our farmers? How much we owe them, not only for the back-breaking, heartbreaking job that they did during the war, but for their all-time, all-round, down-to-earth patriotism? Well, here's a young farmer, a 4-H boy, typical of the finest American citizenship, and we want you to meet him. He's from Goddard, Kansas, near Wichita, Linus Lauer. I was about to say, and I'll say it now, he is a veteran farmer, although he's only about 21. Linus, how much land do you, Lauer's farm?
About 420 acres.
420. What kind of a farm is it?
It's a diversified farming. We plant wheat, and oats, and corn, atlas, soybeans. And...
Got some cows, I know.
Oh, yeah. We've got some dairy cows.
Milking?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them?
We've got 16 of them right now giving milk.
Are they happy cows?
Well, they were up until just about 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
Well, I did have a radio on the barn, and it just sort of fizzled out about 2 weeks ago.
You mean another guy plays radio for his cow? Really, does it work?
Oh, yeah, it really does the job.
Uh-huh. Well, is it for you, frankly, or the cows? I mean,
Well, when I first got it, why, I guess I was the guy that I got
it for. Yeah, but then you found that it really did work on the cows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, besides mother and dad, have you got any brothers out there that have been helping you during this war?
Well, I've got, two brothers.
Uh-huh. Helping on a farm?
Well, the one was in the Army up until just about 3 months ago.
Which way, east or west?
He's in the Pacific.
He was in the Pacific. He's back home now, huh?
That's right.
Well, I know you're glad to get a little help out there, aren't you?
We needed it.
It was sort of tough during the war, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah.
Did you go to a school, or were you able to farm and go to school?
No, I had to quit school.
And farm, huh?
That's right.
Well, naturally, with short help and 420 acres, I bet. Say, Linus, tell me, where do you buy your meat here in Wichita?
Oh, we don't buy meat.
Of course, I knew that. I knew that. But you do kill your own, don't
That's
you?
That's right. We fatten them out there and kill them and put them in the locker.
I guess mother and sister can a lot of stuff.
That's right. We have our own gardens.
All of you youngsters been through the 4-H curriculum?
That's
what?
Right.
Yeah. What's your project? What were they?
Well, dairying and fat pigs is my main project.
With emphasis on either one or the
That's
other or both?
Both of them.
You like them both, huh?
Uh-huh.
Got any pigs out there now?
Well, we've got,
What's not in the deep freeze, huh?
We've got, 15 fat ones and 4 breed sows.
Yeah. Have you attended any recent 4-H meetings or farm meetings of any kind?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I went to a rural youth conference at Manhattan.
What was interesting to you there?
Well, an address, I forget the man's name he gave it, but he talked on security.
What kind of security? Military or financial?
Well, financial security.
What did he tell you?
Well, he gave us a rule, kind of a law, I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, he said that always remember to save a little bit more than you... Or don't spend all you earn, that's what he said.
Save a little out of world work,
yeah,
huh?
That's right.
Then you'll have security. Well, I guess you won't forget that, will you?
No.
Linus, I'd like to ask you a few more things because I never get enough of talking to... any fellow who's worked in 4-H and around farms, because you really are the backbone of the nation. But right now it's time to say Bromo Seltzer has for you. Now listen, there's 4 items here. First, a steel toolbox, packed and jammed with the finest set of American-made tools that we've ever given on Box Pop. Brace, bits, chisels, saws, planes, everything. See it? You like it?
Well,
can you?
Well.
All right, now, folks, wait and hold your pause just a minute. Next, for your room, we've got a Vornado. You know what a Vornado is? That's an electric fan. It's a new air circulator made right here in Wichita by the Sutton Corporation.
Yeah.
It'll really give you a sense of... Now, wait a minute, Lana. We know that you've been
secretly hunting, and we'll have to steal the beans right now, for a silver wedding anniversary for your mother and dad. And we found just the thing for you to give them. It's the first one we've been able to buy in years. A complete service for eight carnation pattern community silver. You think they'll like it?
Oh, they'll love it. Boy, I tell you.
And one other little item. We knew you'd broken the barn radio, so here's a special Holstein model radio for your cows. You can rule the moor.
Thank you a lot, loud as well. Okay, Ron.
I want to say right here, we're very happy to make the announcement that these alumni groups in the various cities have contributed a total of $60,000 to this Veterans Field Fund. Isn't that wonderful? That's getting it off to a good start, and it shows you how these people from Wichita and the university feel about the old hometown. And now, a Kansas old-timer. He's 67 and one of the most interesting men we've ever met. His life has touched the lives of thousands of Kansans and a host of other Americans to their great benefit. Secretary of Agriculture in Coolidge's cabinet, minister to Egypt, noted educator, and now president of Wichita University, Dr. William M. Jardine. Dr. Jardine, that almost sounds as though you're supposed to make an after-dinner speech now, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm entitled, Warren, to be regarded as an old-timer. Anyone that's been in the state 36 years, I believe in any state, would be regarded as an old-timer.
Yeah,
but listen here.
You're not an...
You embarrass me a lot. Where'd you get that 67 stuff from?
Well, a little bird told me.
Do I really
a very charming woman told me.
Well, I really don't look that old, do I?
No, you certainly don't.
I'm on the campus, why they think I'm only 57.
57? Well, I know you act 47, sometimes 37. You're not, isn't that right, Ben, down there?
Sure.
You're not a native Kansan, then?
No, I'm sorry, I can't claim that.
Where did you grow up?
Idaho.
Idaho?
Idaho.
Well,
Yeah, that's southwest.
I know. It's a great state. What did you do out there?
Oh, after I left the cradle, I raised on a horse's back, punched cows, and grubbed sagebrush and picked hay. And raised the general all around men.
Aha! Uh-huh. I see now why they call you behind your back and somewhat affectionately, Wild Bill Jardine. you must have done a little hard work in your life, huh?
Well, I thought so at the time. And I think any of the youngsters that are growing up here today, if they did as much, would still think it was hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I did start work at 10. I kept on working until I went to college. When I got there, I didn't have to work.
You didn't?
Same's true today.
Yeah?
Same thing today.
Well, I bet you had some fun, though, along the way.
Yes, I did. I've always had a lot of fun. That's why I don't have any hair.
Oh. you came to Kansas 36 years ago, huh? You didn't think you were going to stay when you came?
Is that anything to do age anymore, 36-year baby?
No.
I came here in 1910.
Mm-hmm. Did you think you were going to stay, or...
No. We moved our furniture out from Washington, D.C., and we had our dishes packed in barrels, and we had our crates and so forth. We stored them all in our basement, thinking we'd stay here only 2 years. That's the impression we had of Kansas from what we'd heard. Long distance.
Yes.
But here you are.
Here you are. Oh, that's wonderful. You've been here a long time. I know you went over to Egypt from here, up to Washington from here, and we're certainly glad you're sticking here. I know all the rest of them are.
Kansas.
Wanted to ask you one thing about this Memorial Stadium. It's not going to be just for football, is it?
No. It'll be an institution for the whole community, for everybody to play in. You see, we have an open season here, open air season, about 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be used 7 months for all kinds of things. Football for the high schools, football for the college and university, and for the army and everybody else that wants to play in it. It's a community enterprise.
Good. Well, now, Dr. Jardine, I know time's up now.
Yeah.
I know you've done a lot for other people. Your life has been one of service, and you wanted no gifts from Bromo Seltzer. You wanted the money represented in them to go to the Veterans Field Fund. So we're turning that money over to Mr. Lee Cornell, the chairman. But we did get you a couple of odds and ends for you to remember us by. And knowing your love of the piscatorial pursuits, we got Roy Wall, the famous trout fishing authority, to help us choose the following. This tapered nylon line, an aluminum casting reel, and landing net to bring them in. And to get to them, here's this pair of rubber waders that'll keep you dry almost up to your chin. They're walking on. And to replace that broken left-handed club, here's a left-handed spoon, not guaranteed, not to shank. You didn't think we could get that left-handed one, did you? Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Dr. William M. Jardine.
There's something kind of scary about a fire engine screeching. Something kind of safe-sounding, too, as Franklin Ferguson says.
Because, Parks, the fire engine stands for protection. But protection needn't make a big noise to be mighty important. Quiet, behind-the-scenes safeguards make Bromo-Seltzer your help for headache discomfort. The Emerson Drug Company's exclusive plan of product control absolutely guarantees Bromo-Seltzer's uniform purity and quality. Registered pharmacists compound Bromo-Seltzer in one of America's most modern laboratories. And here's real protection. 90 separate tests, repeated laboratory analysis and inspection checks further protect Bromo-Seltzer's quality from selected bulk materials to final, exactly accurate filling and special protective sealing of each bottle. So don't let headache rob you of efficiency or pleasure. Do use Bromo-Seltzer. Reach for fast-acting Bromo-Seltzer. Get three-way effective help. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. Buy a bottle of quality-protected Bromo-Seltzer from your druggist tonight and...
Fight headache three ways!
Bromo-Seltzer. Back in Wichita, Kansas. And folks, here's a veteran of the 106th Infantry Division who's finishing his education with G.I. Bill help at the University of Wichita. We're not going to talk to him about what he did over there, how he was reported missing in action and later turned up as a prisoner of war, because we want you to meet him as typical of veterans who are coming home and resuming their places in civilian life. Folks, from Wichita, Kansas, Francis Hesse. So, you're an ex-GI now, Francis.
That's right, Parks. With no house, no car, filling stool, and an expecting wife, how can I be more of an ex-GI?
100%. That sizes it up. We had heard that you were looking for a new addition to the house in the early summer. Tell me, you're looking for a WAC or a doughboy?
Well, I think we'll have an infantry soldier.
An infantry boy. You were, of course, in the infantry.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, Francis, what are you majoring in out here at the university?
Majoring in psychology, Parks.
Psychology?
That's right.
Uh-huh. You find it easier or harder to study since the war?
Well, it's a little harder to bear down out there than it was before.
Yeah?
But I'm getting the job done.
You get any practical work in psychology as well as your books?
Why, yes, Parks. We have a corporation here in town that we formed. Associated Personnel Technicians is the name of it.
What do you do?
We're specialists in personnel selection, placement, training, and research.
You're actually working while you're studying it, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Your own group, small group.
That's correct.
Fine work. Do you use it at home with the missus?
Well, of course, I have to use some type of psychology to get her out of bed in the morning to cook my breakfast before I go to school.
Oh, well, you're a native of Wichita, aren't you?
That's right, Parks.
Say, Francis, they tell me that you're having a hard time finding a house to live in. You can't find one yet?
Haven't found any yet.
Where are you living?
Well, we're living with my folks right now.
It's going to be sort of crowded when that new member comes, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
What are you looking for, furnished or unfurnished?
Oh, I prefer one unfurnished, Parks.
You feel sort of lucky?
Well, I'd like to feel lucky.
You never can tell what's going to happen. That's the reason I mentioned anything. let's see now how lucky our Roma Celta scouts have been in some special gifts for a veteran. Now, here we go. First of all, and we're very happy to say this, with that first baby on the way, washing is going to be a great big problem. So here, look at it, a big, brand-new Bendix washing machine. That Bendix washes, rinses, dries, everything but hangs them on the line. Now, another problem will be food and cooking food. Well, we're taking care of that, too, with this most popular gas range in the high-price field, the Tappan. Chrome oven lining, you can see in it, divided top. You know the Tappan.
Oh,
now, wait a minute. Hold the deal a minute. That's not all. We can't forget the new arrival who's coming, and, of course, Daddy will want to take him buggy riding. There's nothing better or finer than a luxurious, rubber-tired Whitney baby buggy that the Whitney factory is shipping you today. Now, one other thing. Hold it a minute. I want to ask you just one more thing about a house. Let's chat a minute about it, just in case. Would a house with, say, about A living room, dining room, kitchen, two bedrooms, bath, and utility room. Would that be big enough for you?
You betcha. That'll be fine.
Uh-huh. And it would be all right if it had a nice gas furnace?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, if there was a nice electric refrigerator already in it, that would be nice.
That would be wonderful.
And if the water and the gas and the lights was all paid, that would be nice.
That would be better.
And moderate rent in a desirable neighborhood.
Wonderful.
Could you use such a house, Francis?
You betcha I could.
Here is the key. You can move in tomorrow morning. Well... the house is 1,483 Pershing Court. You can look it over and sign the lease anywhere from tonight on and move in tomorrow. Thank you a lot, Francis Hesse.
Well, to stay with the veterans, we're going to have that Pie Duck report now. Billy, are you there in Philadelphia?
Hello, Warren. This is Billy Hughes in Philadelphia.
Good. Now, you stand by just a minute, Billy. Folks, to recap a bit, last week was a high point in our lives because we did a vox pop biography of Sergeant William Michael Hughes, the first blinded veteran to get a GI loan and go into business for himself, a gift shop in Philadelphia. All those who heard the program know what a wonderful fellow he is. We discovered that he had in his stock a beautiful little pottery pie duck that you could put in a pie crust, and through the duck's bill, you let out the steam and save the juices, also keep the oven clean. Billy said that he could send them out for a dollar, so we gave his address and this poem. To save a pie and help a guy, send a buck and get a duck. And we asked you to swamp him. Well, did they swamp you, Billy?
So far, Warren, up to Sunday night, there was $15,078.23 come through the mail.
What do you know about that? Well, Billy, did that new adding machine come in handy?
It certainly did, but I think we'll have to get a water cooler on it to keep it cool.
Well, you know, that's quite a job to mail all of those things out. Are you going to be able to do it all right?
Yes, but I have to. I want to ask the people who have ordered them to be a little patient. They'll probably get them within the next 3 weeks.
Well, that's good. This whole thing is going to sort of take care of your GI mortgage, isn't it?
Yes, I guess we'll have to have a mortgage burning ceremony, and then General Bradley will be able to... lend that money to some other veteran to go in business.
Well, that's fine. The Veterans Administration has certainly been wonderful to you. Isn't our audience wonderful, too, Billy?
They certainly are.
Well, you know, thousands of people still didn't get your address, Billy.
Because of the inconvenience of the address last week, I've made arrangements with the post office in Philadelphia, and I now have a post office box number 6565, Philadelphia 38, PA.
Well, that's easy. Just box office 6565, Philadelphia 38, PA. Say, did you have many people come into the shop, Billy?
Yes, one of the most interesting things we've had, the president of Nash Kelvinator flew to New York and made a side trip to Philadelphia just to shake hands with me.
Isn't that wonderful? Any other people come in?
Yes, there were several people, one man in particular, who has been home with a heart condition and was feeling sorry for himself. When he heard the show, he said, the devil with this, I'm going down and shake hands with that fella. And he walked 8 blocks down, the most he's ever walked in 6 months.
Well, I'll tell you, it made our hearts feel good, too, Billy, last week. Billy, time's up, and we're as thrilled about everything as you are. Now, folks, don't forget Billy's address. It's Box 6565, Philadelphia 38, PA. Okay, Billy?
Yes, and I want to add to the gifts of Francis Hesse, I'm sending him by Air Express tomorrow one of the famous pie ducks to help him save the juice in his pies in his new home.
Thanks a lot, Billy.
Well, you folks in Wichita, we're proud to have had a small part in your drive for a living memorial to Sedgwick County's war veterans. We know you're going over the top, and thanks for letting us in on it.
Well, now it's time for Vox Pop to move on. Next week, we'll really be on the ball, a bowling ball. We're traveling to Buffalo, where the country's biggest and largest sports event, the 43rd American Bowling Tournament, is entering the finals. We'll talk with champs, near champs, and poodlers, I think it is, with plenty of sallies right on those alleys.
That's poodles, Warren.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it'll be a noisy half hour with strikes and spares falling on all sides. And whether you're a kegler or not, you won't want to miss it, so tune in, won't you? Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
This is Philly Hughes in Philadelphia saying thanks again, everyone.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren visit the bowling tournament at Buffalo, New York. But remember, next time an ordinary headache strikes, get three-way relief fast.
Bye, headache!
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.